Blog Talk Radio.
Mystique Entertainment, a global network for your top source for live streaming continuous content, such as music, film, trade shows, lifestyles, and wellness and reality shows. For business inquiries, contact Mystique Entertainment. Info mystiqueentertainment@gmail.com.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B.
Hey, hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the D.C. Black and white, no gray zone. On E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B. Okay, so I have to always point out my mistakes. So I thought it was kind of funny. So I programmed it to play that little disclaimer in the beginning, not the second one, but the first one. It was kind of a test on my end, you know, see if I put this in, will this work? But okay, cool. And it did come on. So that's why you heard me go, hey, real quick, for like a second. Because I didn't want dead air, you know what I mean? If it didn't work, I was just going to, you know. Anyway, so I have what I would call a very electrifying issue that I want to talk about tonight. How do I even start out with this? I have to handle this one with kitty gloves, which is totally not my style. I'm going to try to be very diplomatic, okay? Because this is about, okay, here, let's do it this way. I want to start this podcast off by asking you guys a question. Have you ever been in a discussion with someone on a particular subject, like let's say it's professional wrestling, right? And the other person you're arguing with brings up another subject, like how fresh apples are, right? And you're like, I don't care if they're still rotten or great tasting. Let's get back to wrestling. And they want to conflate the issue because they literally have lost their argument. And they don't want to admit that they lost. And that their point of view makes absolutely no logical sense. Okay, this is what I ran into with one of my best friends, and I'm going to explain the situation. And for those of you who can't tell by my deep, melodious voice, I'm a black man, obviously, very proud black man, okay? And I have this friend that I've known for, Jesus, we can't even remember how we met each other. That's how long we've been friends, okay? We have narrowed it down to somewhere in our 20s, so we've known each other for at least 20 to 25 years. Let's put it that way. A lot of love between us. She's a great person. One of the best human beings I know. Just a really all-around good person, right? So this is a white woman, okay? She's married to a black guy, okay? And they have she's going to get mad if I get this wrong, 7-year-old daughter? I had to throw a little voice in there after that. Just in case she misunderstood what I said, I can, you know, come back and conflate the issue. You know, if y'all are swift, y'all got that. Anyone out there get that? Please, I hope somebody got that. Anyway, so, excuse me. We have been very tight, very good friends, and there's one subject that we constantly bump heads on, right? And there's so much backstory to this. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you guys a story. And if anyone believes I was wrong, feel free to either text me right now, call in right now, or text me after the show. And I will – I don't know if I'll get her on my next show because, you know, she has a kid and usually around 8 o'clock and she's trying to get her to bed and go to sleep and all that. But I'll definitely make an apology on my next show. If I get, you know, if it's like, let's say 10 people contact me and they go, 6, you were right, 4, you're wrong. Sorry, Sally Sue, that's what we're calling her. I'm not going to use her real name, but she knows some shit. But, you know, Sally Sue, sorry, you ain't getting a sorry. Sorry, no sorry. You know what I mean? But, hold on 1 second. Okay, so... Okay, here's the thing. This is a really, it's a deep issue for me, and I actually got really heated, okay? And and my friend, there's an ultimate respect between us. Like, she calls me and tells me the most intimate things of her life. You know what I mean? Things that she wouldn't tell her own husband. You know what I mean? So I'm in a situation where I know for a fact, one, there's not a racist bone in her body. Just the same as I feel like she knows I'm not racist towards white people, I know that she's not racist towards black people. Because I've heard her say things, and trust me, she says some things that are so messed up. And I even said at that moment, I said, hey, Sally Sue, don't repeat this statement to anyone else ever. And she laughs, you know what I mean? I'm like, no, you don't understand. If people don't know you, it looks real bad. It's not a good look right now, baby. You know what I mean? So anyway, okay, so let me roll this out slowly. All right. And I might jump around a little bit in the beginning of the story, but it'll all come together. Trust me. Y'all know how I do. My friend is a 49er fan, a football fan. In case you guys don't know, I'm just, who's listening? Maybe you guys are like, who the hell is a 49er? The San Francisco 49ers. She's a massive fan, right? I used to be a massive fan of the 49ers up until the whole Colin Kaepernick thing went down. You know, taking a knee on the football field during the national anthem. Sure, everyone's heard of it. Okay, I'm going to get back to that in a second. But I want to make it really clear that this show is not about busting my friend's balls, maligning her, shining a negative light on her. It's more about shining a light on this problem in America. You know, it's a... Oh, man. Well, see, when I use the word racism, to me, that's not enough. It doesn't really grab the horn by the bulls in my mind. It just doesn't. But, I'll leave it at that. Okay. So I'm going to get back to the 49er thing in a second. But this is what I want to ask. Okay, me as a black man, I love talking. Yeah, obviously, you guys know I love talking. But I love talking to all races, sexes. I've never had a conversation with a transgender I have had conversations with gay people, but I don't think I've ever stood and talked to a transgender. There's one for the bucket list, right? All right. So anyway, I don't understand why it's so hard for white people in America to understand that, one, black people are prideful people, okay? We don't stand on a soapbox and wave the American flag. There's a reason for that. You know, white people, they live and die by those three colors. They live and die by it. And how dare you disrespect it in any way? You know, they ready to throw the kids to the, you know, to the wolves and just to argue with you. You know what I'm saying? It's a mentality that I personally don't understand. But I can tell you why. Okay, and I'm not speaking for all black people. I'm just speaking for this black man in America, born and raised, 48 years on this planet. Okay. For me, the American flag does not represent the freedom, the constitutional beliefs, the rights of all people. It's a flag that white people wrap their bodies in because they're the ones that feel protected by it. Black people have been viciously, ever since they were brought to this country, and when I say they, I mean my ancestors, you know. No, I didn't go through any slavery. Of course not. But, well, some would say I didn't go. Let's put it this way. I didn't go through what they went through 500 years ago. You know what I mean? I mentioned on one of my previous shows about this guy named Thomas Fisherwood caught one of his slaves stealing cane. He was out there picking cane all day. I don't know how it works, picking it, pulling it, whatever, making it. And his entry was this: caught Nigger Joe stealing cane, had him flogged and pickled. After that, I rubbed lime juice in his wounds. And then basically, like, the sundae is stacked with the ice cream, the whipped cream, and everything else. It wasn't a sundae until you put the cherry on top. So you know what the cherry on top was for Thomas Fisherwood? He had another slave come over and shit down this man's mouth. So let me explain to you when I say, yes, I have been affected by racism, obviously, because I wear my skin 24/7. I don't get to put a hat on, sunglasses, and assimilate. That's not who I am. Plus, I wouldn't want to do that anyway. I'm very, very proud to be black. If I couldn't be black, the only other race I want to be is Samoan. And if I couldn't be Samoan, I'd be like, just kill me. Forget it. And the reason I picked Samoan is I have run into dudes that were like, I'm 6'3", 280, right? These dudes look like they crap me out every morning. I'm talking like 400 pounders, you know, 6'6". And these dudes walk up to me or pass me down a grocery store aisle, and they're like, how you doing, brother? You know what I mean? It's nothing but love. There's no ego. There's no nasty. I mean, I could tell you stories. Samoans are the only people that I've constantly had. Only people. That's a massive statement. On this planet that I've never had an issue with. Obviously, I've had my issue with whites, blacks, Hispanics, Asians. Never had a problem with a Samoan. Every time I run into them, it's just love and respect. Honorability. I mean, did I just make a word? Honorability? F it. Let's do it. Let's make words up on this own bitch, okay? okay. So, but okay, let me get back to my friend, because I don't want to run out of time on this story. Really, really don't. I have to have it done and be done with. And actually, let me explain one other thing. I actually changed my show to this Sunday. I called Ed up and I said, hey man, I got something burning I need to talk about. And I said, I don't want to wait, you know, like 10 days. I said, let me get on this Sunday. You know, so now I'm doing this Sunday and then 2 weeks from now Sunday. But anyway, I had to get on to tell this story, because I was, it's so phenomenally, and again, I'm trying to be respectful, but it's flabbergasting that my friend, Sally Sue, who, like I said, is the nicest person in the world, respectful. She doesn't take criticism well. That's probably the one thing I would say that is wrong with her, but I think that almost goes into her being a female. Yes, I'm about to get sexist on this, okay? Because we all know men don't react to, you know. I mean, yes, there are some kooky men out there that, you know, if you tell them, you know, they fix your burger and they're like, they'll throw a chair at your face. Yes, obviously there's some crazy men out there. I get that. But typically speaking, men are more calm, rational, and logical. While women, if you tell them, you know what, I see some foot fat hanging out on those heels, you know, they ready to chop their toes off for life and be done with it. Oh, and by the way, this is an inside joke. I know somebody who needs to have their toes chopped off. It's not the whole entire foot. This woman believes she has good-looking feet. Yes, I'm going all left up. I just swerved off the road, and we broke through the medium, and I'm going off the road. I got to tell you guys, and I'm not going to say who it is. None of y'all know. But this woman truly believes she has, one, pretty feet. I can't say it without laughing. And two, like it's just amazing. It really is amazing. It'd be like me telling you, okay, like, I'm the skinniest man on the planet. What are you talking about? And you would look at me like, what the hell is this dude smoking? And look at some of what he's getting. You know, anyway, getting back to the story. I had to swerve off the road for that one, because I had to hit her low. That's a low blow. She'll laugh, and then she'll call me an a-hole, and then that'll be that. But anyway, getting back to my friend, Sally Sue. We were talking about this Floyd George situation. And I might transpose his name throughout the show, just so you know. When you have two first names, you got to deal with it. You know what I mean? You got to deal with it. But the issue was, we were talking about that, and I tried to tell her, like, and she was with me on it, right? And I said, we went into, like, what happened to Colin Kaepernick. Now, I don't know if you guys know who that is, but he's I think he was a quarterback for this, but I know he's on San Francisco 49ers. But I think he was a second string quarterback to the team, or maybe third string, but maybe second or third, I don't know. He's the dude that has, like, the nose like a parrot, big afro. He's mixed, you can kind of tell. He's got a backstory, you know what I mean? And he's probably seen a lot, biracial people go through a lot of stuff that, you know, obviously I don't go through. But then they don't go through the stuff that I go through, you know what I mean? So, But anyway, so how can I say this? I'm trying to think of how to be very nice, because I'm going to be really straightforward with it. But I basically told her, everybody knows this. In fact, if anybody knows 10% of the story, you should know 100% of this. He took the knee because he was protesting against civil justice. This was like 4 years ago, I think, when this happened. And by the way, it's still going on today. But when black men were just being murdered on the street for traffic stops. And I mean, I saw a videotape of, I swear to God, this was from the vision of the cop's body cam, right? He had a black dude with his hands in the air, and the black dude was probably like 6 feet ahead of him. The black dude had his hands in the air, right? The white guy's giving him instructions. The black guy takes off running. Now, what are you supposed to do when you're a cop? Okay, because I'm gonna put the brakes on that story. There was a story that another one that I saw. This was just within the last couple of months. There was a white boy that had a gun in the middle of the street. He had done some really wicked stuff. I forget what he did. The cops took the time to literally, like, the cops took the time to literally, I don't even, to talk him down. You didn't see them shooting, pulling out their what are those things called? The electric, you know what I'm talking about? God, what is it called? Why am I, that's at a loss right now. But anyway, when you shoot and the wires come out and electrifies you, you know what I'm talking about. Oh, taser. Wow, that's such a hard thing to remember, right? Okay, I guess I don't use the word taser every day. But anyway, so they didn't pull that. They didn't pull the Billy Club. They didn't, nothing. But this black dude, going back to the previous story, took off running. And within 2 seconds, the guy had, like, I think it was 6 bullets in his back. And it's just crazy. That type of stuff was just flowing through the news on a daily basis. And so Colin decided to do something with a, you know, small amount of celebrity. He wasn't a big celebrity before this. But, man, I mean, he's probably the most famous guy in the NFL right now, you know, next to, like, you know, the top five. Anyway, whole point of it is it really was frustrating to see Little Hand Tramp, President Tramp, start talking about the issue on the news. And now Trump hijacked it and made it about you're being anti-military, you're being anti-flag, and the reporters came out and they asked Colin, what was the point of you doing this? And he said, it's about civil liberties. It's about, you know, police beatings. It's about police brutality. It's about, can black people be treated in a way where, you know what I mean? Where, how can I say? Just be treated just like white people in this country. You know what I mean? And you know, it's kind of crazy because before this whole Floyd thing, and even before Rodney King, you tell a white person that cops were evil or they just abuse you or they do whatever, and white people will react like you're telling a story like you saw an alien come out your butthole and, you know, he ran around the sink and then jumped in your mouth and you swallowed it. I mean, that's the way white people will look at you, like, oh, no, there's no way. There's no way God police do that. There's no way police are those type of people. No. And you just scratch your head and like, what world are you living in? Why would I lie about this? You know what I mean? I've seen it with my own eyes. The few brushes and scrapes that I've had with police, they've been respectful. I've not been, oh, no. There was one. I can't tell this story because I could tell it, but it'll take me way off of base. I really want to get back to this. So maybe I'll write it down for later. But it was a club I was working on Sunset Boulevard in Los Angeles, West LA. And I had a run-in with undercover police. And I could tell you guys that story. It's okay. It's not the greatest story in the world, but it really does show how they abuse their power. You know what? Maybe I'll just say real quick. They didn't identify themselves. And when I wouldn't let them in a club, then they decided to try to arrest me. And they were trying to break my arms. I put my, it was four of them. I put my hands behind my back, you know, straight back, so they could cuff me. Well, all of a sudden I feel like two guys on each arm, and they're trying to bring my arms up, like chicken wing me, but behind my back. And I go, oh, no. There's no handcuff made on this planet that's going to fit on me in this position. So I brought my arms back down, powered it back down against all four men. And, you know, while I'm doing it, one of the officers screams, "You're resisting arrest." I said, "No, I'm making my arms straight so you can cuff me." And there was a whole crowd around everything. You know? And I mean, I didn't even spend, Jesus, like 3 hours in jail. Ended up being, those cops were dirty. And they had done it to so many other people in the past. But anyway, it was an LAPD thing. You know what I mean? But anyway, just, it wasn't the greatest story, like I said. But I didn't want to go so far off. Anyway, so I'm trying to tell Sally Sue that Colin was in a situation where there was nothing else he could do other than do that. And, no, you have to find another way. This is what she's telling me. And I'm like, no, he doesn't have to find another way. And her argument was, I swear to God, and I even wrote this stuff down because I was just like, I was so blown away by some of the things she said. I was just like, whoa, who, like, okay, she swore down that Colin was anti-military and anti-America because he took a knee during the national anthem. Then she goes into, and now, this is what I meant earlier when I talked about conflating the issue and mixing up. This is crazy. She goes into talking about how her, and by the way, this is not the first time. If you know somebody for 25 years, obviously you might hear a story once or twice over, right? Oh, my God. And I never say anything. But Jesus Christ, my dad and my uncle served in the military. Most of my friends don't even know that. You want to know why? Because I didn't serve in the military. So that's the difference. Like, I understand that's not my accomplishment. If you view being in serving in the military as an accomplishment. So, you know, but her being a female, you know, whatever. Every chance she gets, she'll tell me that I won't even talk about what specific family member, but, it, you know, this one served in this and this one served in that, her uncle and her dad, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so my thing is, my dad served in the Navy and my uncle served in the Army. And also my uncle was a LAPD police officer, and he quit the force because there was so much racism going on, it was too much pressure for him. Now imagine that. A black man, now this was like what, in the early 80s, I'm assuming, late 70s, early 80s, when this happened to him. But it's just crazy, you know. It's been a problem for so many decades. White people are just waking the hell up. They literally are just waking up from like a 500-year nap. And they're like, wait, there's racism? That's quite the conundrum. You know what I mean? It's like talking to Scooby when you talk to them. And you tell them something like, oh, white cops are racist, or, you know, not every white cop, by the way, but, you know, there's a majority. They look at you differently. They talk to you differently. You know, you say something to your friend and tell them, oh, yeah, I got harassed, and they go, you know what I mean? They're like, there's no way this could be happening, you know? And, yes, it is happening, and, yes, it does happen, and, yes, it's going to continue to happen until there's some kind of reform that wipes out all these guys that did what they did, just like what they did. I mean, all these cops get, when they get caught on camera now, they get a paid vacation. Wait, are you telling me if a black man was caught doing a crime, give me a paid vacation? Put me on an island with three women, okay? I want to be punished too. I mean, what the hell? That's not a punishment. Wait, you're off work and you're getting paid? That sounds like a fucking vacation. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's right. I said plucking vacation. Anyway, not too many laughs in this show because this subject to me is so not funny, but kind of it breaks through sometimes my silliness. Yes, I know. But anyway, so, you know, I'm trying to tell her, I don't need to know that your family did this and that. That has nothing to do with the issue that Colin, how do you ask somebody what is your issue and why you're doing this, and you totally 100% ignore what he said? How do you do that? I mean, it's like a cop, I don't know. I'm trying to think of a crazy ass scenario that I don't know. I don't know. I can't even think of anything. But you know, I just don't understand why people just can't sometimes just shut their mouth and listen and truly feel with their heart. You know how some people just so stuck on one way of thinking? You know, you can't get them to think any other way. It's almost like talking to a sports fan, you know what I mean? If you're a Kobe fan, you're not going to entertain that Jordan, you know, or Magic or Bird or anybody was better than Kobe because you're just stuck on Kobe's demand, which that's fine. That's your right. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. But when I'm talking about something legit and real, it's just, it's really, really frustrating, especially in the time we're living in right now in 2020, where I know it's a white woman who has an allegiance to black people and our race, lives it every day. And by the way, her daughter has been watching the news lately and came to her and said, "Mommy, I don't want to be black. I want to be white like you." Now imagine how heavy that is for a little girl that's not even 8 years old. I think she's seven, right? I mean, how heavy is that? I mean, subconsciously, this kid is already hating her own skin because she sees how black people are treated in this country. If a fucking child can see that, then how the hell can't grown white people see the same thing? It's unnerving. It's disturbing. I just don't get it. You know, again, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. If it was a whole bunch of black officers running around in the suburbs, pulling over, you know, white men and murdering them off of traffic stops and jaywalking and stuff like that, oh, this country would be in an uproar. We would be in a full-on race war right now. You know what I mean? Can I get an amen? I mean, seriously. I don't really get why white people don't understand what slavery did to black people. I don't understand that. Do you have no empathy? Do you not understand that it could have just very well been your race 500 years ago in the same situation? All it took was a couple of switches in time or a couple of, you know, turns. I don't know. It really, I don't get why white people believe black people should be patriotic towards a country that allows them to be treated like animals. No, bump that, less than animals. Okay? Think about that for a second. I mean, it's unnerving. And, you know, I kind of feel like this. You know, what's scary about this situation is if a white woman, who I truly believe is not racist, right, says and believes the things she says, is there any kind of hope out there for any type of change? I don't believe so. Because if the good white people don't see it or refuse to allow their brains to take over and stop with this recording that's just the same over and over and over again, you know, it's, man, you know, it really is. How do I say this? The only way white people really understand what racism has done to black people in America is if they had been enslaved and they had to endure being raped. And this, all this was legal, by the way. This isn't like white people were doing on the low-low. They could literally rape a slave when a cop is going by. Oh, that's your property? Oh, okay, never mind. Continue, please. Property. When speaking about a human being. Then you wonder why, in 2020, white people can't gather themselves mentally to see us as human beings. That's why the term comes up, Black Lives Matter. Because we're living in a society where we subconsciously, we're being told they don't matter. Everything but. I got really upset. And when I'm talking to my friend, who, again, I know is not a racist, you know what I mean? But for her not to stop and shut her mouth and just try to comprehend what I'm saying was so disturbing to me. I don't want to call it hurtful. I don't want to say that because I don't believe she intentionally was trying to hurt me. You know what I mean? I'm not saying she's a malicious individual. Far from it. I'm not saying that at all. What I am saying is, I just snuck a little water in there. Did y'all tell? No. Anyway. This country is so messed up on so many different levels. And I really get tired of having to explain to white people anything about racism. Because at this point, we got Rodney King to Floyd George. And by the way, not to say Rodney King was the first guy. The only reason I used Rodney King was because he was the first guy that was videotaped in the country that I can remember. If somebody else knows somebody else different that was videotaped, see, because white people are not going to believe that cops are going rogue and doing the wrong thing and acting a fool. But wait, when you saw them taped, oh, now they believe. But still, what changes happened since Rodney King? We are reliving what happened when Rodney King got his ass beat by those four officers, and then they were arrested, they went to court, and they were all found not guilty. Explain that to me. And if you guys don't remember what happened to Rodney King, just watch the video. No sound, just watch the video. There's no way you will see four cops treating a white man like that in America. But what have we seen recently? As of President Trump's orders, he's militarizing, got the National Guard on the street, SWAT teams, for protesters? Jesus Christ, we're not a third world country. Are you serious? You can't be serious. That's where you're at? When you just throw your hands in the air and you're like, screw it. It's really amazing. I wouldn't be so upset if it was coming from one of my white friends who was married to a white woman and they had white kids. That wouldn't bother me at all. It would not bother me at all. And maybe it's because, and I don't want to get too personal when I say this, so I have to leave a little bit of this a little murky. I don't want anyone to have any problems. But her husband is not a Christian man. So he probably doesn't run in the same circles as, you know what I mean? Use your imagination, right? You know, back in the day, you had these people that would come bug you on your porch every Saturday. And black people would hide like it was a census. But, you know, I just truly don't believe, and I, you know, when you know somebody for so long, it'd be easy for me to say with anybody else or any other white woman, oh, she's racist, or she's just aloof, or she just has no clue, or she's biased or prejudiced, who knows? But with Sally Sue, I cannot say any of that. That's what disturbs me about the situation. Why are we still having to prove to white people that there are problems in this world? They are so stuck on stupid on this whole thing. You talk about the American flag and white people lose their shit. They really do. They lose it. They lose it. They lose it. They don't know what to do with themselves. Don't you disrespect the flag. You better stand. Put your heart in. Okay, let me tell you this. So my dad served in the Navy, right? My dad's from a generation where, you know, you stand up for the flag at sporting events, you know, all that. Hand across the heart. Okay, we get that. So I used to do that with my dad. We were at a Dodger game. This was post-Rodney King. And the guy goes, please stand for the national anthem. My dad stands up. Everybody stands up. And I sit down. I'm staying sitting seated. And my dad looks down and he goes, stand up. And I went, uh-uh, I'm not doing it. And he goes, what? Why? And I said, there's white people around behind us in front of us. And I said it literally in a voice where he could hear me, which was, you know, a little bit louder than what you would say to somebody sitting next to you. You standing up, I'm sitting down, remember? I said, because I'm not going to stand up and pledge allegiance to a country that doesn't have my back, that refuses to treat me as an equal human being. And my dad looked down at me and he said, okay. Now, I don't remember what year that was, but it was like within a year of when Rodney King, I could actually look it up while, you know, but I don't want to take the time to do it. If anybody, you know, but anyway, that's how long ago. I think this happened, let's see, I was out of school, so I would say this happened in the 90s. I think I was grown. Was I an adult? Maybe 1990? I don't know. But anyway, it was at least 20 years ago. Let's put it that way. And when your daughter looks you in the eye and says to you, I don't want to be black. I want to be white like you, mommy. Oh, by the way, my friend Sally Sue called me up crying when she said that. Like, called me up crying. My heart was like, it burst. You know what I mean? Just to hear a mother crying about what her daughter just said to her. It traumatized her, Sally Sue. Obviously, the daughter's, you know, traumatized, but it traumatized Sally Sue. And it was rough on her. It was one of those times where I wish I could have just come through the phone and given her a hug and held her. You know, not say anything, just a hug. Because there's nothing to really say to that. It's a reflection of what's going on here in America. And it has been going on in America. White people want to put their heads in the sand like they're ostriches. They don't want to admit anything's wrong. It's always the black people's problem. It's always black people's fault. I wish I had that liberty to be able to, like, wait, you forgot to put pickles on my burger? Damn white people. You know what I mean? Like, that doesn't fly for blacks. Anyway. So if anybody wants to text me or call me and tell me why it's so hard for white people to stop listening to their retarded, mongoloid, tiny hand grabbing by the puss president, someone can tell me, please. It'd be great. I'd love to hear it. I'd love to understand. White people jumped on that thing. I don't think if Trump started talking about it on Twitter, about Colin Kaepernick and him taking a knee, I don't think if he had done that, I don't think the issue would have been hijacked. But it got hijacked by the highest idiot in the land. And instead of him becoming a better person, a better husband, a better father, a better president, this idiot wants to get on Twitter and talk about something he has, you know, nothing about. It is totally disgusting. And any white person who falls in tow behind this idiot, it disgusts me even more. People, you got to learn to think for yourself. You don't wait for the highest idiot in the land to tell you how to think and what to think. You don't even have to do that. How about you just stop and listen? Because people are going to complain about things sometimes. Sometimes it takes an ear. Now, by the way, I'm going to go off topic real quick, right? My friend Sally Sue, I actually confronted her on something about a month ago. Because every conversation we had, it was always about her problems and this and that, blah, blah, blah. But then when I was talking about me, she would interrupt me. You can tell when somebody's not really tuned in to you. You can tell. But you know what, though? I understood. My friend, she's going through a lot of stressful shit. You know, like she's going through stuff with her daughter, her husband, her job. You know, I get that. So I'm always there for my friends. My ear is always there. I have a plethora of women in my life that call me and complain, and I give them, you know, like verbal ease. Calm them down. Give them a little bit of rational view, logical view. And maybe they're not seeing it. But it got to a point where when I brought this issue up a month ago with Sally Sue, I told her, I said, hey, I need you to actually act like you give a shit. You know what I mean? I think she does see my point of view on that because that's changed a little bit. You know, like, I'll give you an example. When she's telling me about her problems and her daughter comes up and says something, mom's on the phone, that's it. You know what I mean? She cuts her daughter off. But if I'm talking about something, then all of a sudden what her daughter's saying is important. You know what I mean? It's just, and it bugged me slightly, but because we've been friends for so long, I never brought it up. For years, I would just let it be the way it was. And maybe that's my fault. I'll take it on the chin like a champ and I'll say it was my fault that I let it go on so long, right? But to me, if it's not that disturbing, I'm not going to fight with you about it. It's really not that crazy important. I know somebody else that this is wild and I can't even get into it. I'm not going to, but they know who they are. And if they're listening, they are one of the I, you know what? I won't even say. you ever talk to somebody and you know they have mental issues? You know what I mean? You know something's going on. Anyway, I'm gonna move on. I'm gonna leave that. That's gonna be a dead issue. I'm not gonna talk about that one. That could actually cause me a lot more pain. I hung up on this person, right? And you know they proceeded to, you know, give me more messages and all this stuff and. I don't pay attention to that shit. You know what I mean? I just let it be. Then that person felt like they needed to hang up in my face. But what I thought was funny about it was, I was like, oh, thank you. You released me from the stupidity call. Great. Appreciate it. I didn't call that. I didn't text. And then later on, they text again. I was just like, what the? Didn't you hang up in my face? Isn't that the end of it? You know what I mean? Anyway. Some people are just not happy with themselves, period. So you look in the mirror, you know what I mean? Sometimes it's easier to look out a window than it is into a mirror. And I've used that for decades, and it's very true. But anyway, Ice Cube said it best. He said, you can burn my cross, well, I'll burn your flag. You know what I mean? Like, white people, you know, black people ultra religious, and they've held the whole cross thing to their. They've held it like to their heart, like it's a big, big, big deal. You know what I mean? White people, man, they wrap themselves in the American flag blindly. Now, explain to me. If you're really talking about liberty and freedom, right, in this country, explain to me how in the blue hell you can wrap yourself in a flag that doesn't represent equal for everyone. Because we all know there's white people in this country that are not racist. I don't have to say that. Jesus. We know. Now you ask me about percentages? I don't know. I can't say 50% of the country is racist, 50% is not. I can't. I mean, that's one of the, I'm not even going to try to argue that one. Who knows? But personally for me, I don't respect the flag because of what it represents. I don't respect this country because of the way it's treated my fellow black people. How can I? How can I? If we just had a police issue where they were just murdering people, it would be a people issue versus the police, right? But that's not the situation we're in. It's constantly black people being murdered. And I'm not talking about being beaten up anymore. That's so 1999-ish. You know what I'm saying? That's so pre-2000. Now we're talking about just straight-out murders. They are so bold. That they know. That's right, I didn't even try to hide that water. Anyway. they're so bold, they don't even care to try to act like they're worried or concerned. Did anyone see the look on that guy's face when he was holding the knee on the back of his head? If anybody rewatched that video, Lloyd George, watch the guy's face, expressionless. Like he was doing something like sitting at a park reading a book. No care, no empathy, no sympathy, nothing. You let a black man do that to a white man in public. A black officer do that to a civilian white man? Ooh, he'd be lucky if he gets to the squad car. If he gets there, he'd be so lucky. It's really amazing. And again, I fall back on the whole thing. Why is it so hard for white people to understand? We don't have the same allegiance to this country that you guys do. Now, it's almost like blasphemy, right, to say what I'm saying. People, I didn't say I hate America. Even if I did, I would say it if I did. I don't hate America. I think there are qualities about America that are great, but I also feel like there are lots of racial issues, systemic issues, financial issues, political issues that are just so messed up and wrong, ass backwards, that could be changed with the right cabinet. What President Jackass is doing lately, over the last 3.5 years, he's filling up all those judge positions, filling up with all Republicans. We are in so much trouble for the next 50 years as a people. Because remember, the Supreme Court, you have to die to get off of that. I mean, it's, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, yeah, you could quit, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I don't think you can get fired from that job. I mean, that may be the only job in America you can't get fired from. You know what I mean? I don't know. I could be wrong there. You know, I kind of a joke when I said that, but I know people are very tedious and they want to just tell me I'm wrong, and that's just fine. I'll listen. But my whole point is this: if she won't listen, right? My friend of 25 years, who I know for a fact is not racist, married to a black man, has a biracial child. If she won't listen, what hope should I have for any other white people to just simply listen? That's all black people have been asking. Shut your mouth and open your ears. Open your eyes. Shut your mouth. Open your ears. Open your ears. Open your eyes. Shut your mouth. Stop telling me about to be patriotic, anti-military. Jesus, man. I actually don't have a problem with the military. And y'all know I would say I have a problem with the military if I did, but I don't. Because the military hasn't been used in any type of way where I feel like where they haven't focused on black people in a negative way. You know what I mean? What I do have a problem with is this country. Constitution, the rules, just wild. And the things that when we have a crooked president in office, the things that he's allowed to get away with, it's just, wow. It really is a trip. So, let me bring up one more fact. If the police never did black people wrong, black people would trust the police, right? Doesn't that sound simple? I have never called 911. I've been in arguments with women. I've had women throw stuff at me. Dishes, punch, kick, all that stuff. Not once have I called 911. Why would I invite an agent of chaos into my world? If I thought I'd get a fair shake, maybe I might have in the past. You know what I mean? Maybe. Before me being a U.S. citizen, even have to debate or think that through, that's messed up. Black people don't have the same faith in the police that white people have. We can't call them up and be like, okay, so when they get here, I got to prove that I'm not the bad guy first. We start out in a negative, and we're working just to get to zero when we're talking to a police officer, which is so wrong. If you think about that for a second, that is so wrong. There's so many things about how the system is set up that's so screwy and not right. And it's baffling. It really is baffling. And then they say, well, blacks have a higher blood pressure. Duh. Why do blacks have diabetes? Why are we more susceptible to that? Because in slavery, massa, good old massa, wasn't giving us good food. He was giving us the part of the pig that nobody wanted, that they didn't consider to be edible. Can you imagine that? The black people did their own little magic on it. Now, remember, I'm a West Coast brother, so I've never had oxtails and you know, I'm trying to think like pig tongue, you know, all that stuff. Like, I don't eat hooves. You know what I'm saying? I'm good. I'm good with my basic ass beef diet. You know what I mean? But it's a shame that black people are in the situation that they're in, and we feel like we can't trust cops. That's really foul. And it doesn't seem to be a problem for the rest of the country. That's even more messed up. The one thing that I found good that came out of this whole Floyd George situation and all this protesting was the fact that there are so many white people out there. That's what gets people to wake up. Guarantee you this, if it was 99% black people out there, we'd be seen as a gang on the street. Sprinkle some white people in there, now we're protesting, baby. It's really disturbing. The octave, really disturbing. Just so wrong. I want to remind everyone that because President Trump decided to call COVID-19 a hoax and he didn't want to act on it when it first surfaced here in America, we're in a situation we're in right now because of him. Coming out of a quarantine of 3 months, blah, 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 restaurants closed down, movie theaters closed down, amusement parks closed down, businesses, massive businesses on the brink of bankruptcy and destruction, all because we have a moron in office. Goddamn fool. Oh, but wait. He gave each person $1,200, right? So now he's a hero? Is that what your soul is cost? Really? $1,200? You sell your soul for that? I really hope that black people can stop acting like slaves and having that slave mentality and see what this moron is doing. If he could get away with not paying black people $1,200 and just the white people, he would have. Just the same as he won't stand up and say, I don't know David Duke and I don't want David Duke's, you know, vote. I don't want to be associated with David Duke. And those bad dudes that were chanting Jews will not replace us, I think it was in, was it one of the Carolinas with the tiki torches? That was wrong. They shouldn't have done that. Nah. He could really say, if he just put on some truth serum, they could really tell us how he felt about us as black people as a whole. Man. It would make people, I still believe, like, black people don't get it, that you know, I don't believe that this, everyone in this country believes he's a racist. That's another disturbing fact to me. I don't know how you can watch what he's been doing, the things he doesn't say, the things he does say, and you can look at him and think he's a guy who's like equal? Come on, man. I don't know. You know, no one ever made a song say "fuck the police," the fire department, right? Nobody ever made that song. You want to know why? Because they do their goddamn job. Since when is it a police officer's job to be rude, demeaning, to rough up, to malign, beat up, murder, death, kill black people on site? And to completely have the mentality where I'm going to plead not guilty, I'm going to take my paid vacation, sit in my house, chill out for a couple of months, wait for the no, for the not guilty verdict, and go back to work. What the is going on? Seriously. Is no one in this country concerned with this stuff? I don't understand how, at this point, how, like, Trump's numbers. Like, I don't even want to be confident this time around, to be honest with you. In 2016, I was one of those people that was saying, there's no way Trump's going to win. There's no way. Like, I would have bet my dick and balls on the situation. I'd be walking around like a eunuch right now. Oh, man, please. I would have bet anything. What? A circle jerk? Yeah, let's put a circle jerk in it. I would have bet anything, I swear to God. I was so shocked when the election happened. I was so in shock. I couldn't believe that the country chose an orange orangutan to represent them rather than a woman who had a great president as a husband. You don't think Bill would have been able to step in and give her a little bit of advice here and there on situations? Jesus, man. It just shows the level of stupidity that's in this country. I'm going to go back to what I said before. Y'all going to hate me when I say this. We need to start having IQ tests for people to vote. If you don't score at least a 115 on the IQ test, you don't need to vote. I'm sorry. If I score 114, I don't deserve a vote. I'm fine with that across the board. Because, again, I've said it before and I'll say it again. I'd rather have smart, racist people voting for me than all the dregs of humanity, the white trash, the rednecks coming in with their "I'm voting for a woman" vote. In 2016, I'm telling you, I keep coming back to this, and I'm blown away. CNN went around in the battleground states and went around and asked people, "You're a Democrat, yes. You always voted Democrat, yes. Why did you vote for President Dumbass as well?" Because, I'm trying to get the way that they said it. "We ain't ready for a female president." And not only men saying that, I saw women saying that. Women said that about a woman. What the hell? Oh my God. This is what's scary. I didn't even know there were people like that in this country. You know? But anyway. It has been one hell of a show. I'll tally up any votes that you guys tell me. And if I'm wrong, but Tomlin should get his job back. Not necessarily for the 49ers, but I just believe there's a new way of doing things, and he was burned and not done right. I'm out, people.